Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of August 2018, and this is the 865th Mol Out Loud podcast. It is chilly today. I don't think I've had my beanie off yet, and it's 3 p.m. We've got a wind coming up from Antarctica, and it certainly feels like it. I think our top was about 8 degrees today, so really colder than it's been all winter. One of the reasons it's been so cold is that the Bridgewater Jerry covered West Hobart today, and I realise why. I think these winters are so mild, and other people think they're not. If you live lower down where the Jerry covers you with fog more often, you would have a much colder winter. So I've been sitting quite close to my heater. I feel as if I haven't moved much. And so I'm now just heading to the shop. I've got a couple of things to get. Not urgently, but I just felt I needed to stretch my legs. I realised my back's a bit rigid, and I haven't been doing Qigong, which is one of the reasons for that. In fact, the main reason. I'm going to pause the podcast for a little bit while I do my shopping, and then I'll talk to you just in a little while, possibly when I get home, because I can feel that the wind is probably distorting me, not to mention the traffic as well. Well, that walk quickly turned rather wet. Anyway, I am back now, and I am just preparing everything to go to the writer's cave, and this time I shall make sure that I'm wearing the right clothes, not just my beanie, but not sure, probably an umbrella or a raincoat or something like that, to get myself down there. At least walking down into town to the writer's cave at Island, I will blow any cobwebs out that might be lurking from my lack of exercise over the last couple of days. I do feel mentally energized, though. Last night I had a lovely Skype call with the other members of my Hexenschuss writing group, who are all over the place, Canada and England and here. And so often it is always tricky to get a time that we can all meet, and it does require quite a sacrifice for one of our members to make that call. One of the lovely things about this group is that we've known each other a long time, and we know the highs and lows of each other's writing lives, and can really see what might be going on, or what things are come in cycles and what things are different from those cycles. And I really got a lot of support last night from about trusting my own gut and not going back to research all the time. And I think I mentioned on Monday that I had found this book that I had on my shelves that is called Inquire Within. And so I'm making sure that it's my talisman at the moment, really making sure that it's in front of me and that I don't go down that track. And writing without those props is joyful. And I've done a bit of writing this afternoon, so I have a foothold in what I'm going to be writing tonight. And so I'm looking forward to a really good writing evening. This is going to be quite a short podcast because I do need to eat and I need to leave in half an hour. And as always, Tuesdays suddenly shrink together, shrink up, that my days seem to be missing a third of themselves. I think it's the afternoon that seems to be missing, just simply because it's different from my normal pattern, and I don't seem to be able, well, I don't seem to be thinking about getting a move on in the morning in order to equalise the day. So here I am, yes, rather against the clock again, but nevertheless looking forward to a creative evening. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you're having one, or that you will have one, all three maybe, and that you can find the time to spend with whatever's most important to you. Creatively, to think about it, to dream about it, to engage with it at a physical level or a mental level, whatever it is that you are working on. And if it's a time for a break from that important work, make that a conscious break and enjoy your time away from it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.